A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat.
Classic by Marilyn Monroe, and even now, diamonds are indeed some of some girls' best friend. Lance, when was the last time you bought some bling for your wife? I'm not putting you in the spot here.
Of course you are. That's what you call a big sabo there. It's funny you should ask about jewelry, because just on Saturday, Angie and I actually got something for her mom, so my mother-in-law, a nice cross with some jewels on it. I think some diamonds as well, because it was something to mark her 80th birthday.
Oh, how nice.
But, yeah, but for me, getting Angie some bling, I haven't done it in a while, so I'm guilty as charged.
It's fine.
But thanks for putting me on the spot. You know, nice.
Yeah, I don't think my husband's listening, but I probably think the last thing he got me was our engagement ring.
Wow.
Oh, and then our wedding band.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good man. Lucius, well done. What's interesting is that polls have now found that more women, one in two millennial women, in fact, now buy jewelry for themselves. They don't need a man to do it for them, so they're doing it on their own. And among all that sparkly bling, lab-grown diamonds seem to be gaining popularity as well among women. A survey has found that over 40% of women are looking to purchase lab-grown diamonds, which are more environmentally friendly and also, guess what, competitively priced.
Yeah, that's right. So we want to get more now from Eve Poir. She's the second generation owner of the House of Poir. That's a local jewelry store that's located at People's Park Complex. Eve, welcome to Singapore Today. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Let's start by telling us, can you tell us why lab-grown diamonds are gaining popularity, especially among millennials and Gen Z customers?
Hi, good evening. Good evening, Lance and Cheryl. Thanks for having me today. So the main reasons for this is because of affordability, which you have mentioned just now, and also traceability and also sustainability. So generally, one can save up to about 90% for lab-grown diamonds compared to mined diamonds. So for the young who already have a lot of high cost of living and housing and, you know, wedding expenses and so on, so getting to save money is really a bonus to them. Yeah.
Can you tell us how are lab-grown diamonds different from mined ones? How quickly can you grow a diamond in a lab?
Oh, yes. How quickly, right? So it's quite amazing. So the main difference, right, is actually in the place of formation and also the duration of formation. So basically, for lab-grown diamonds, they are created in a lab using cutting-edge technology by replicating the same technology as mined diamonds. So it's the same, they use the same heat and pressure. So mined diamonds usually are formed over 1 billion years, whereas for lab-grown diamonds, do you want to make a guess? Lance and Cheryl?
I'm too scared to make a guess.
Is it a few months?
Oh, yeah. It's just less than a month. Within a month.
Oh, wow.
5 minutes. Yeah. So it's actually very fast, thanks to the advanced technology. Yeah. It's very fast.
Oh, that's quite amazing. But Eva, I just want to know, because is there still a perception issue where, because, you know, people want the real stuff, right? They want the natural diamonds that cost a lot more. There's a premium perception there as opposed to a lab-grown one, which you said it can cost up to 90% less, right?
Yes, that's right. So that's why there's a lot of education to be done. So for me, we need to educate them that lab-grown diamonds and mined diamonds, they are 100% identical in terms of the chemical composition. So it's 100% similar. And they are also graded the same using 4Cs, cut, carat, color, and clarity. So they also are internationally certified as well. So in terms of the quality, it's similar, 100% similar.
Okay, but you must declare that it is lab-grown, correct? You must let your client or consumer know that it's lab-grown and it's not something that's mined.
Yes, that's right. So on the certificate, we have IGI and GIA cert, which is internationally certified. So it's laser stripe on the diamond, that there's a unique number and it's written there, lab-grown. So whereas natural diamond, there's no lab-grown laser stripe on it. Yeah, so that's the difference.
I see. And if you know, you're the second generation owner of House of Pua, so how have you leveraged on this trend of lab-grown diamonds to use it to revitalize and bring more life to your family business?
Yeah, so for my family business, it has been around since 1990, so for the 33 years. So we started in Chinatown Point in the Handicraft Center, and my parents are the ones who started it. So we have three generations of customers with us. So I think the main thing is that for lab-grown diamonds, it has actually struck a conversation between our customers, the first generation will actually recommend their third generation of maybe their sons or even grandchildren to us. So we will actually educate them about how to choose diamonds, and also some of the first generation customers like in the 80s, 70s, they would also be curious about lab-grown diamonds. So my mom, she's 73 this year, so she's also very surprised and also very, she loves the lab-grown diamonds also, because as a 53 years of experience in this industry, she was quite astonished by the advanced technology that actually made the diamond so real, yes, that she cannot even tell the difference from
the So I want to ask that as well, Eve. If you look at a lab-grown diamond and one that is mined, you can't tell them apart. They look so similar.
Yes, from naked eyes, you can't tell. It's only when you place it in the lab, then you need to use a different kind of technology to check. If not naked eyes, you can't tell the difference at all.
Yeah. How about yourself, Eve, as a industry expert? Are you able to tell the difference? Because I'm sure Lance and I won't be able to tell the difference.
So we actually put some of the diamonds together and let our customers and also myself check. So we couldn't tell the difference as well. Yeah.
Wow.
It's really very identical from looking at from naked eyes. Yes.
Yeah, and you were saying as well, Eve, that it's 90% cheaper, right?
Oh yes, you can save up to 90%.
Okay.
Of the technology. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about the Hope Diamond, which focuses on attracting the younger crowd? Where do you get your lab-grown diamonds from as well?
Okay, so the word Hope actually came from the word House of Pua, H-O-P. So the word E actually represents education, and also my name, Eve. So it's actually a continuation of House of Pua jewelry. So for Hope Diamond, our focus is on lab-grown diamonds, and we have a vision that we wish to give hope to women with, maybe some budget. They can own a one-carat diamond at such a good price. And we also want to draw some analogy from diamond being a very the hardest mineral on earth, and also it's very resilient and it's brilliant. So we can actually draw inspiration from diamond to actually have the strength and beauty and also rarity. So we want to give hope to women that we can actually be outstanding in our own arena. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great education campaign that you're embarking on, Eve. Can you also tell us, besides using this pivot to lab-grown diamonds, are you also what other challenges do you face when you're trying to keep your family business alive and relevant, and you're trying to connect with new and younger customers as well?
Yes, definitely. So actually, I started to help them in 2018, going into it more on a full-time basis. Before that, I was actually a stay-at-home mom. So the challenges that I faced is, the first one is actually generational gaps in mindset, because my mom and dad, they actually have a shop at Chinatown Point for 33 years. So during that time, it was actually streams of customers will come in because it's quite a tourist spot over there. And they have no issues with getting customers because it's people just walk in. But right now, times have changed. You need to actually pivot your business online. So when I start to tell them about social media marketing, about networking, I think there's some challenges over there. But I'm grateful to my parents. They are very open-minded as well. So they allow me the freedom to try to do more networking and more on social media marketing. Yeah, this is one of the challenges. The second one is also about digitalizing the business. There's a lot of areas that we need to educate my parents as well, because they are not so tech savvy. And I'm grateful to my husband, who's also assisting me in the business. So these are some of the challenges, and also upcoming will be maybe rental costs will be high, so we need to find ways to maybe increase our revenue, and also ways to increase the different modes of publicizing about lab-grown diamonds. Yeah.
Eve, can we ask you if people like to come to the shop to buy these lab-grown diamonds, or are they quite happy to buy them online?
Oh, okay. So generally, our customers would prefer to take a look at the diamond and wear it to feel it, you know, themselves. So most of them, they would prefer to make an appointment with me so that I can actually bring them through the journey of selecting the piece of diamond that really suits them. And also they have some requests like, you know, certain color, certain carat size. Yeah, so I think it's important that we meet them face-to-face to guide them through the journey of choosing the ideal diamond.
Yeah, buying a diamond is a whole experience, isn't it? You have to go in and you can, you know, see all the shiny, shiny, bling, bling. Anyway, so, you know, we're going back to that trend, Eve, that, you know, women are now buying jewelry for themselves. But that said, do you still see men coming into your store to buy pieces for their wives, their girlfriends, or even other women in their lives, their moms, their sisters, for instance?
Oh, yes, definitely. So I think men still have this idea that, you know, diamond is a symbol of forever love, purity and love and all this. So I think for our customer base, we have a lot of men coming in to buy diamond pendants, especially for their loved ones during anniversary, Valentine's Day or birthdays. And also they customize the jewelry, especially for their loved ones. Like they will customize like 1 carat diamond or with a special birthstone. We have like our Love Infinity collection. So they will customize diamond with birthstones that is uniquely for their loved ones. Yeah.
What's more popular these days? You know, are we talking about rings? Are we talking about earrings, nose rings or bracelets? What's more popular with the young crowd when it comes to buying these lab-grown diamonds?
I see. So we have different categories, like, for example, for engagement rings, proposal rings, rings will be definitely the top choice, yeah, because it's a symbol of a promise, yeah. And for ladies about 20-30s, you will go for earrings, 20-30s or even 40s, they prefer to get a 1 carat, at least a 1 carat earring, because it looks good on their, you know, when they go for work, it looks, they can actually match all kinds of outfits. And also pendant, we also have like at least 1 or 2 carat. They can actually get different kinds of shapes, because with black grown diamonds, they have more choices. They can go for like pear shapes, heart shapes, different kinds of shapes. And I think it gives them more choices, yeah, in terms of the kind of designs that they want to do. Yes.
Yeah, and Eve, we noticed that you're wearing a lovely pendant and earrings as well. And I think I saw some rings when you raised your hand earlier. What are some of your favorite personal pieces of diamond jewelry?
Oh, yes. So the one I'm wearing is called Love Infinity. So it has a very special meaning to me, because it was actually given to me by my mom on my birthday.
Wow.
Yes. 40th birthday. So I think for this, it's also a symbol related to the Chinese culture. Chinese, we call it the Ru Yi. Ru Yi means as your heart desire. So it also has a very auspicious meaning. So for women, when you wear this, right, it makes your dream come true. And also you're true to your heart. You follow your heart. And there's a infinity sign as well. So meaning that, you know, we can actually bring a lot of life, infinity, radiance and brilliance to your life. So this is one of my favorite pieces, and also my customers love it. Yes.
Yeah, it's very beautiful indeed. You know, I mean, we were talking about the types of jewelry, Eve, but also I don't know if it's still a thing, like the different cuts of diamond, princess cut, brilliant cut. What is the more popular option these days?
I see. Yes. So currently it's still the round brilliant cut is still the most popular, because of its, I think, very versatile. People love it. And it's easily, you can match with different kinds of occasions. Yeah. So the one I'm wearing is a round. So it's a classic, timeless design for round brilliant. And also we do see a lot of inquiries coming in for fancy color diamonds as well, like blue diamonds, yellow, pink, and also, of course, the other shapes like princess card, pear shape as well, pear card, yes.
Oh, so you can make different colors as well when it comes to lab-grown diamonds.
Yes, that's a great news for people. Wow. Because the colored ones are very expensive, and yeah, some of the mines are really closed, especially for pink diamonds. So with advanced technology, you can get pink diamonds, blue diamonds, and lab grown, all sorts of colors.
Can you request a particular color as well?
Okay, you can request, but we were, because it's still the formation is still subjected to the different kinds of pressure and heat. So the ultimate color will not be, maybe might not be the exact one that you want, but we will source for you. We will source a few different pieces and let our customers choose. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question from our morning show producer, Nadira, because she's in the market for an engagement ring as well. She said she's been shopping around in the past month, and she's observed, this is just her observation, that a lot of the jewelers are selling their natural diamonds at a discount. Is that what, do you see that as your case as well? Is it because they're trying to, you know, sort of like sell these natural diamonds and then focus more on lab diamonds? Is that the general trend, Eve?
I believe it's a demand and supply thing. So there are growing trend of people going for lab-grown diamonds. So the demand for natural diamonds have actually dipped a little. So that is why the prices has actually decreased. But we still, in our customer base, we still see about 40 to 50% still going for mined diamond and 40 to 50% going for lab-grown diamonds. So I think, yeah, now is a good time for you to buy. If you want to, you know, buy natural diamonds, it's also a good time. But it really all depends on the budget. Yeah, so budget, and also whether you want to, you know, keep it. Some people, they want to keep for, you know, as an heirloom piece for the next generation. And if your budget allows you, yeah, I think by all means, you can go for mined diamonds, but in terms of sustainability and also in terms of the traceability and also eco-friendliness, most Gen Z will just go for lab-grown diamonds. Yeah. Yes.
I'm curious, Eve, where for your natural diamonds, where does House of Pua source your diamonds from?
For natural diamonds, yeah, we have a supplier with more than like 30, 50 years of experience in the industry. So it's all from Africa. Yeah, South Africa. So we actually have it South Africa. So we are quite stringent with the quality. Yeah. So it's all ethical source. Yeah. For natural diamonds.
All right. Thanks so much, Eve, for taking the time to speak to Lance and I this evening. We really enjoyed talking to you and learning a lot more about lab-grown diamonds. We were speaking to Eve Pua, second-generation owner, House of Pua, and you can visit House of Pua online or at their physical shop at People's Park Complex. You're listening to Singapore Today on CNA 938.